Hey, church family. My name is Haley Combs. I'm the ministry coordinator at Grace Mosaic. Today's scripture reading for Holy Tuesday comes from Matthew 24, verses 35 through 51. This is God's word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant, whom his master has set over his household, to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is the servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will set over him all his possessions. But if that wicked servant says to himself, "My master is delayed," and begins to beat his fellow servants and eats and drinks with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the hypocrites. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In God's kindness, Tuesday mornings have become a time to ponder his creative activity in my life. 6 weeks ago, a friend and I began going through the Artist's Way, a 12-week program for artists recovering from creative blockage. During the week, we complete our assignments and then come together to reflect over coffee and tea on Tuesday. This process is new, vulnerable, and demanding. But the Lord is using this book to minister to me deeply. The number one way this program challenges people to move through periods of stagnancy is through the morning pages. You are to wake up 30 minutes early every day and write 3 pages of stream of consciousness, not to be shared with anyone else. There is no prompt other than to completely fill the pages with whatever is on your mind. Each week at precisely the time I sit down to write, it appears there is a new dilemma crying out for my attention. The memory of a painful conversation, an urgent task to attend to, another reason to avoid the morning pages. Week 4 of the book speaks to this reality. Many tend to neglect or abandon the pages whenever an unpleasant piece of clarity is about to emerge. The morning pages will not allow us to get away with this evasion, so we tend to avoid them. This experience is very similar to early moments of prayer. Here, distractions abound as the anxious mind rebels against stillness. There is boredom, the agony of a child in a room with no toys and no one to play with. Still in this place, the weary heart aches to be with God. Until we push through the discomfort and pain of this place, where we don't know what God will do with our time in his presence, we find that we may spend many days, months, and even years asleep to the loving truth God is speaking to us. In our scripture passage for today, Jesus says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming." Beloved, let us hear the words of our Creator. Our lives are fleeting, but a mist, like flowers that die and remember their place no more. But also, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Believer, our Creator God is unfailing and steadfast. He intends to make something marvelous of us for the renewing of the world. Let us now again this Holy Week try to pay attention. Are you anxious, friend? Weighed down? Do you long to be made new in prayer? Have no fear. God's purposes for us are unimaginably creative. We will be transformed. Our God has given us every resource in the Word to resist any tool of the enemy, be it busyness, confusion, or fear. Amid the noise, Jesus makes it so that our lives may be spent on things eternal, laboring in joyful step with the Spirit. He accepts our most childlike impulses in prayer, our fragmented selves, our messy morning pages, so that when the day of his coming again arrives, we will find ourselves awake and ready, not unprepared, not at all consumed with the chaos of our own lives, but enraptured and changed by the beauty of the one who created all things, and yet still is making all things new.